The government of this day is upon his shoulders. And so I will be glad and rejoice. And the government of this life, which is God's life, is his. And it is his responsibility this day to maintain this life. The government of this body is on his shoulders. And I release it to that which formed it of its own divine consciousness and which maintains this body in a perfect balance with a balanced activity. This spiritual substance of consciousness of which this body is formed is always showing forth the fullness of life because it knows no disintegration or deterioration or degeneration. It knows no such thing as age, for today I am as young and fresh as this new day, coupled with all the wisdom and intelligence of that eternal and everlasting Father. This day I release this body to the rhythmic activity of spirit, which maintains every activity of the body and maintains it according to a divine law of harmony. Since the government of this day is on his shoulders, I release my home and my family to this divine government, which is a government of love, and which maintains this home in a loving and peaceful atmosphere where beauty and harmony reign, because it is God governing and maintaining this home. And I release every member of my family to that divine government. For each and every one is a branch of the tree of life, maintained by the life force, and not maintained by me, but the life force that's flowing through each and every person is maintaining every member of this family, which is really not my family, but the family of God. For just as I have no life of my own, so I have no family of my own. What I thought was my family is God's family. And God, that omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence within, maintains its own family. I release my business to the divine government, knowing that it is not my business but God's business, an activity of the divine consciousness, and that omniscience provides for this activity of business everything that is necessary. It maintains this business. And because this business is under the government of God. It is not subject to material laws or beliefs of economics. It is subject only to the divine government. And so today, I go forth clad in the armor of oneness, safe and secure, because I do not live in the world, but I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And there is nothing that can penetrate into that secret place. The government of my mind is upon his shoulders. For this mind, which I call mine, is his instrument. And it is an inlet and an outlet only for the divine impartations, for God's thoughts, for the divine activity. And it is not an inlet or an outlet for world beliefs, but only that it may be the transparency through which the divine activity is revealed.